Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of When She Was Good by Philip Roth, performed by Tanya Eby. To my brother Sandy, to my friends Allison Bishop, Bob Brustein, George Eliot, Mary Emma Eliot, Howard Stein, and Mel Tooman, and to Ann Mudge, for words spoken and deeds done. 1. Chapter 1. Not to be rich, not to be famous, not to be mighty, not even to be happy, but to be civilized, that was the dream of his life. What the qualities of such a life were he could not have articulated when he left his father's house, or shack, in the northern woods of the state. His plan was to travel all the way down to Chicago to find out. He knew for sure what he didn't want, and that was to live like a savage. His own father was a fierce and ignorant man, a trapper, then a lumberman, and at the end of his life, a watchman at the iron mines. His mother was a hard-working woman with a slavish nature who could never conceive of wanting anything other than what she had, or if she did, if she was really other than she seemed, she felt it was not prudent to speak of her desires in front of her husband. One of Willard's strongest boyhood recollections is of the time a full-blooded Chippewa squaw came to their cabin with a root for his sister to chew when Ginny was incandescent with scarlet fever. Willard was 7, and Ginny was 1, and the squaw, as Willard tells it today, was over 100. The delirious little girl did not die of the disease, though Willard was later to understand his...